Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is June 24th, Sunday, day 168. Today's topic, oh no, my Lord, what shall I do? Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments. And for all those people, confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 138 verses 1 to 8, 2 Kings chapter 6 verse 1 to chapter 7 verse 20, Acts chapter 15 verse 36 to chapter 16 verse 15, Proverbs 17 verses 24 to 25. Pause here. Please read all four passages first before reading my sharing, if you have time. Now, my listening today. The topic I received from Jesus is, oh no, my Lord, what shall I do? This is the kind of question we often ask Jesus when we face with something we do not know what to do. Today, we can have a better understanding from the 2 Kings and Acts passages. When Elisha, servant, saw an army with horses and chariots surrounding the city, he asked, oh no, my Lord, what shall we do? When Paul knew that the Holy Spirit did not allow them to preach in the province of Asia, he was obedient and did not ask anything until God gave him a vision to cross over from Asia to Europe. What is the difference? For Elisha's servant, he was frightened, confused, and did not know what to do. So he asked his boss, Elisha. For Elisha, he knew what was really happening. So he told his servant, God's army were there, and they were more than those enemies. He then prayed for God opening his servant's eyes, and miraculously, he saw numerous horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. For Paul, he did not know what was happening, but he had the faith to listen and obey, not going anywhere he wanted to go, but to wait until God gave him a vision. And so he crossed over from Asia and entered into Europe the first time. So next time when you are facing with something frightening you or puzzling you, what should you do? What I received from Jesus today is that the key is the Holy Spirit. When you are with God, and being filled with the Holy Spirit, then you will do what Elisha and Paul did. If not, your life might just repeatedly asking God, "Oh no, my Lord, what shall I do?" I had a miraculous experience today because I spent time in today, 7 a.m. time with Abba, reaching in many church as I do it every day. So, I would like to share with you. So this morning, when I finish scribing the four passages, I had a very strong feeling of the Holy Spirit and God's presence with me. And after service, because our luggages did not go through. Michelle and I were in Jerusalem for the GAPCON conference last week, and we arrived at 8 p.m. yesterday, but our luggages did not. So Air Canada said our luggages might most probably arrive Sunday morning. So they said they will call us, but they didn't call us after Sunday service. And so I told my wife, Michelle, I said, we really need to drive to the airport and try our best to see if the luggages are already there. So it's a sense of today's passage that I was being actually led or even pushed by the Holy Spirit that you need to try. It's because a gift that we needed to give to a parishioner who was having his 89th birthday in a senior home was inside one of the luggages. And I really want to give him, and that's I bought from Jerusalem. It's a banner, and it's from Aaron's blessing. Yeah, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you. Yeah, very, very, very suitable blessing to Mr. Wong. We hope the gift will give him strength and anointing and blessing. Yeah. So, when we arrived, I gave the number to the attendant, and he said, "Well, I'll take a look. Those luggages should be here." So I took a look. They weren't there. So I said, "No." And he said, "Well, then it's not arrived. And did we call you?" I said, "No." He said, "Wow, so we didn't call you, which means it hasn't arrived." And I really felt the Holy Spirit is pushing me. And I said, could you help to check which flight is our luggage on?" And I said, because it's inside is a birthday gift for 89, for seniors who is having his 89th birthday today. And he looked at me and, okay. Then he said, "Oh." And then he couldn't find it. So he asked his boss next to him. He said, where? And the boss said, slow down. So both of them said, "Oh, it arrived yesterday night. So it should be here." He said, "Yeah. But you can't find it." I said, "Yeah, I can't find it." So I look at the room beside him. I said, "Well, you know, it's overnight. So you should not put the luggage overnight here, right? So it should be in the room." He said, "What? In the room?" He seems not having this kind of thinking at all. "In the room?" I said, "Yeah, help, please help. Yeah, to see if it is in the room." And so, reluctantly, he went inside the room. And 30 seconds, or maybe 1 minute, he came out with one of our luggages and then another one. You know what I felt? I felt that if I did not go to the time of Abba and copy those passages and receiving the message of the key is the Holy Spirit, is the Holy Spirit, the feeling of the Holy Spirit, the presence of God, and that we can we can be able to know what we need to do. Yeah, praise the Lord. Yeah, that even I was very, very tired after Jerusalem flight. It was 26 hours after we get on the shuttle from the hotel to Vancouver Airport. It's 26 hours. And yeah, I went to church 7 a.m., copying the Bible for 1 hour, and it helped me to be filled with the Holy Spirit and to discern His will, and that I can get that gift from Mr. Wong. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. So my testimony can help you, even though maybe you are not in a crisis or you are not asking, what should I do? But there will be a time that you will be in puzzle, yeah, worries, and then you will remember my testimony. Yeah. The key is the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Dear Holy Spirit, fill me each day that I know what to do and not live in fear anymore. Come, Holy Spirit, fill me and anoint me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, do you think you are one of those people always ask today's question of what you should do? Number two, how can you learn from Elisha and Paul's example that you belong to that group of disciples of Jesus that you know what to do, not do, or just to wait? Number three, what have you received from Jesus today? May the Lord bless you.